something for the weekend. It's Trina Mari here, Saturday morning, and on the line we've got a man called Astro. Good morning, Astro. How are you?
Morning, Trina. Nice to hear your beautiful voice.
Oh, thanks so much. I believe you're in Birmingham at the moment. You're not lying on a beach somewhere.
That was last week. This week I'm just in a miserable, raining Birmingham, freezing me so-and-so's off.
Well, listen, I know you're on tour again with UB40. First of all, tell us, why are you now called UB40 featuring Ali and Astro? Explain the chopping and changing that has gone on over the last few years.
No two UB40s. There was a split in 2008 when Ali left the band. Mickey left shortly after. I left in 2013. There's now two UB40s in effect. One's UB40 featuring Ali and Astro, and one's featuring the others. We call them the Dark Side. Anyway, so it's old news now. I'm like, Ali's been split from the band nearly 10 years now. So, but we always let people know who they're coming to see.
Well, it's kind of important, isn't it? Yeah, people like to see who they like to see. I spent the other night watching some videos. They were playing some stuff from the 80s and the 90s, and we were sitting there thinking, oh my God, this is the music that we love. And some of the UB40 videos, my God, you looked about 12. Isn't it crazy looking back? Though, isn't it? You know?
Funny enough, I was in my local pub 2 days ago, and as I walked in, the first video that came on the TV was the Red Red Wine video where we're over the scrapyard. And so all the old locals were ribbing me about the fact that I've got a six pack on TV. Now I'm walking around with a keg.
What songs are you going to be doing then on this tour? Because I hate it when bands go on tour and they don't play the songs that we want to hear. So what will you be playing?
Well, I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you.
Kill me.
A night of hits. As many hits that we can cram into the time that we're on stage. We're not self-indulgent, so we won't be trying to kill people with our new material, although we will be playing a couple of tracks on there, but primarily it's going to be the hits that people know and love and, you know, listen to on the school run or workout or just simply relaxing. All the classics, the ones that you want to hear, the ones that we couldn't possibly do a concert without doing, otherwise we'd probably be lynched, you know, like
absolutely.
Red Red Wine.
I hope you're doing Red Red Wine, and I hope you're doing Falling in Love with You, and I hope you're doing Kingston Town, and I hope you didn't rat in my kitchen.
Have you been looking at my set list?
See, are you going to be doing all them, yeah?
We certainly will. We just can't wait to get back to Ireland. And the beautiful thing about going to Ireland is the fans. You have got to convince them to enjoy themselves. The second you walk out on stage, they're there to party.
Our radio station is literally next door to the Three Arena, and we play UB40 every single day because we are a classic hits radio station. And it's great, isn't it? Because they're the type of songs that people really know well. They know the lyrics to. I think sometimes with music that's out now, people don't necessarily know the lyrics to, or they're not that memorable.
I kind of agree with you on that. Yeah, these songs that you've mentioned, they've now spanned three generations now. I mean, we're getting guys who was coming to that show in 1980, they're now turning up with their grandkids.
Kingston Town, can you tell me off the top of your head what year Kingston Town was out?
Oh, I think it was about 1983.
Was it? God, because I have a memory. I have a memory of being a child and that song being on the radio and my neighbours singing it and everything.
Well, I do believe that music is like a time capsule because you can hear a song and you can instantly remember who your boyfriend was or girlfriend was, what clubs you used to go to, who your best mate was, what the fashion was, you know, all that. You can be within a year of the actual date, you know, from a song.
Absolutely. And we actually do something called CSI, which is where we play a half hour of music from a particular year and we give out clues of things that happened in that year. And people have to guess what the year was. And they get it right every single time. Because, yeah, you're right. It does. It brings you back to that time. Were there times in the band over the years where you thought to yourself, what am I doing this for? I'm going to go and work in a bank instead. Or am I being totally crazy asking you that?
You're totally crazy asking me that because this is my chosen profession. I chose to be a musician. It's what I wake up for in the mornings. You know what I mean? I prefer to be on stage permanently. I've got the attention span of an ant. I'm useless in the studio. I always want to find a reaction straight away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you can be working in a studio on something that you consider to be the best thing since sliced bread. But until the public hear it, that's who decides what's a hit or a flop. Not us. It's the public. If the public don't buy it, it's a flop. It doesn't matter how good we think it is. And so I'd rather just get an instant reaction there and then. I'd rather be able to record live in the studio so I can get the thumbs up or thumbs down straight away.
Yeah. And then when you go off stage, you go, that was either a crap gig or a great one.
Well, we always have great gigs, actually. I must admit, we don't have bad gigs.
Never, ever in all the years have you had a bad gig.
Only it's been self-inflicted by going on stage inebriated.
Oh, right. Speaking of which, I actually thought it was a joke. Somebody told me that you have the range of wine, the red wine, and I thought, you're having me on, that is a joke. And I looked at the website and you really do.
Yes, well, we thought we'd been singing about it for long enough, and enough people had said, why don't you have your own red wine? And so after 40 years of research, so it's a Cabernet Franc Merlot mix, it's a cuvée. It's absolutely beautiful. We hope to bring out another one a bit later on this year.
That is absolutely gas. So that is on ub40.org. I really thought they were having me on when they told me that. But no, cashing in on it. Listen, Astrid, we look forward to seeing you. You're going to be here Belfast, first of all, on Friday. And then just around the corner from us here in the radio station, you're going to be at the Three Arena in Dublin on the Saturday. So it's UB40 featuring Ali and Astro, A Real Labour of Love, the 40th anniversary tour. Any plans to give it up? No?
Not a chance in that. I can't think, of another job where I could go around the world, visit some of my long-time friends and make people happy and get paid for it. Why would I want to give up this job?
Yeah, any it's jobs for me,
job
by the way.
The How are you with a typewriter?
Come on, I make a great cup of tea.
Okay, you've got the job.
I've got it, lovely. We'll see you Saturday. Thanks, Astro. We'll talk to you soon. It's Classic Hits, something for the weekend.